Բարի վերադարձ, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին, Կրկին խոսափողի մոտ է Միհրան Թումաջյան, զրուցում եմ աշխատակիցիս, սիրելի աշխատակիցիս Մարիա Խալոյանի հետ, ուրեմն լոբիստական հարցերի մասին, այն ինչ որ վերաբերվում է Վաշինգտոնում, կոնգրեսում, հայանպաստ, և շուտով նաև պիտի անդրադառնանք մի հայ ատյաց բանաձևի վերաբերյալ, կփոխենք իհարկե և կխոսենք անգլերեն լեզվով. Մարիամ ջան, we talked about the House side. There's plenty that's going to happen on the Senate side, especially in the month of September when the senators are back from recess. We have a very important amendment, especially from the perspective of principles and values, and that is the Jackie Speier, T.J. Cox, Raja Krishnamurthy amendment to secure an additional $1.4 million in U.S. demining assistance to Artsakh so that the Halo Trust, an amazing organization with which we work very closely, so that the Halo Trust can continue working on the ground in Artsakh to remove mines and unexploded ordnances, other types of unexploded ordnances, in areas where it could easily be farmed, or in areas that could be near a hiking trail, for example. Tell us a little bit more about that specific amendment and its passage on the House in the House appropriations process, and where it's headed now in the Senate.
Yes, of course. So thank you again for having me on the radio show, and thank you so much for listening in on these important topics regarding U.S.-Armenia and U.S.-Artsakh relations. In terms of the amendment by Congressman Frank Pallone of New Jersey to the National Defense Authorization Act, which was passed in the House of Representatives, it is now up to the Senate to decide whether or not the actual passed amendments will make it to the final conferenced bill. And Congressman Pallone's amendment requires a report of human rights violations, and it also recommends a way to improve human rights training and additional measures that can be adopted to prevent these types of violations.
Right. So that's Congressman Pallone's amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which, as you said, passed in the House of Representatives in an en bloc manner, if I'm not mistaken, which is fine, which is perfectly legal and valid. And this amendment, I believe, was did have some co-sponsors as well, if I'm not mistaken. Congressman Sherman, Congressman Schiff, and Congresswoman Speier were among the co-sponsors. They're all members of the California congressional delegation. And Congressman Pallone, the motivation for Congressman Pallone to draft such an amendment and get it through the very arduous process of the Rules Committee on the House side, as well as the Appropriations Committee, to get it through that very difficult process, what was the motivation? It was certainly centered on Azerbaijan's ability to use loopholes in the Defense Department's one of the Defense Department's military aid programs, correct? Can you just elaborate a little bit on that, just shed light on the motivation for Pallone, Congressman Pallone, the co-chair of the Armenian Caucus, one of the founders of the Armenian Caucus, to do this?
Yes, of course. Most of us know about the April 2016 four-day war against Nagorno-Karabakh initiated by Azerbaijan. And not only that, but what happened in July of this year, particularly July 12th, when Armenia was attacked by Azerbaijan. So these were additional motives to pass this, not only introduce, but to pass this type of amendment to prevent future matters in this case. So, of course, the Armenian Assembly strongly supported this particular amendment in a letter to the House of Rules, the House Committee on Rules, and we were very pleased to see the passage of this, because what better way than to have the United States government hold Azerbaijan accountable when we send millions of dollars of our tax dollars to Azerbaijan, and some of those dollars are used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so you're spot on. So this was in response largely to the lack of transparency, the lack of accountability with respect to the current administration and its Defense Department providing U.S. military assistance to Azerbaijan through a loophole known as Section 333, a specific program called Section 333. And we're talking over $100 million, correct, in U.S. military assistance, covering two fiscal years, two earlier fiscal years. I believe FY 2018 and FY 2019, if I'm not mistaken. So this is in response to that lack of transparency, lack of accountability. Congressman Pallone is saying, we here in Congress demand an annual report from the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense with respect to the type of assistance that has gone in the past and that could continue to be allocated, the type of military assistance and where that assistance is actually being utilized, what kind of military programs it's being utilized in. So this is a very opportune amendment by Congressman Pallone, which we welcome, and hopefully our friends on the Senate side, certainly on the Senate Armed Services Committee, because it is, after all, an amendment to the NDAA, the Fiscal Year 2021 National Defense Authorization Act. It will have a lot of scrutiny by members of the House of the Senate Armed Services Committee. We hope our friends on that committee will help ensure approval during the conference process, the House-Senate conference process. So we talked about the Pallone Amendment. We talked about the Spear-Cox-Krishnamurthy Amendment on $1.4 million of additional demining assistance to Artsakh, and that's going to come up on the Senate appropriations side. Again, it's going to be part of the discussion in the House-Senate conference. Hopefully our friends on Senate Appropes, and we have many in that group, hopefully our friends in that committee will come through and approve the $1.4 million. At the end of the day, $1.4 million, Mariam, as you know, in terms of the wide expanse of the U.S. Budget, the foreign aid budget, is a drop in the bucket, right? I mean, let's right. get real here. But it is a welcome drop in the bucket. With $1.4 million, a lot can be done to remove mines in Artsakh. And so we're very grateful to the members on the House side for introducing it, to Congresswoman Spear and Cox and Krishnamurthy. So that's going to head into the Senate conference, likely in the month of September. We've got one other bill. This one isn't one other amendment, which in fact did pass on the House side, and that's Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio, his amendment, which he introduced, which was supported by his friend on the Democratic side, Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about Congressman Chabot, Congressman Cohen. They're both involved as co-chairs of the Congressional Turkey Caucus. They're also very much involved in the Congressional Azerbaijan Caucus in leadership positions. Certainly Congressman Chabot is. Tell us a little bit more about that specific amendment and what how they crafted the language.
Yes, there was an amendment introduced by Steve Chabot from Ohio, and this amendment, which was included part of an en bloc package of over 100 amendments to the National Defense Authorization Act, is requiring a report regarding internally displaced peoples, the IDPs, particularly in Ukraine, Georgia, Moldova, and Azerbaijan since 1991, and really puts the cart before the horse with respect to Azerbaijan. Firstly, the IDPs in Azerbaijan at the end of 1991 were displaced during the Soviet era, and that is one thing to really mention. And secondly, the people in the government of Nagorno-Karabakh acted to prevent another genocide of Armenian people by having already witnessed the deportation of 300,000 Armenians in Azerbaijan from 1988 to 1991, including the Sumgayit, Kirovabad, and the Baku pogroms against Armenians. And thirdly, the amendment neglects to mention that Azerbaijan, despite its oil wealth, as we know, did nothing to help its own people. Rather, President Aliyev's clan basically spent lavishly on luxury homes across the globe. And lastly, this amendment, if it's included in the final bill, would really severely damage the U.S. credibility as the co-chair of the OSCE Minsk Group, who is working towards the peaceful resolution of the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict.
So in essence, this is an amendment that the Armenian Assembly of America is in strong and vehement opposition to, and we made that known to our friends in Congress, and as well as to the introducer of the amendment, Congressman Chabot. I'm pretty certain he knows where we stand on this. It's very sneaky, I would say, is the proper word for him to use the year 1991 as the start date to discuss internally displaced persons of the former Soviet Union in specific countries of the former Soviet Union. I say it's sneaky, and because as you mentioned, prior to 1991, essentially in 1988, and then again in 1990, there were pogroms that took place against Armenians in Sumgayit, Baku, and Kirovabad, and this resulted in, as you said, over 300,000 refugees of Armenian descent being forced out of Azerbaijan. Many of them ended up in Russia, and some of them in Armenia. But many of those who ended up in Russia eventually made it to the United States. They're proud Armenian Americans. They live in certain strongholds like Seattle and San Diego and Tucson, and North Dakota and Idaho and Maine and other states across the wide expanse of the United States, and it's the survivors, these refugees who were forced out of their homes where they lived for generations, and Baku, as you know, was teeming with Armenians at the turn of the 20th century. Many of them were involved in the oil industry. Kalust Gulbenkian, of course, had a huge share in the Caspian oil industry back in the at the dawn of the 20th century. But I bring this up because those people are considered refugees, not necessarily internally displaced, and there's no mention whatsoever in this legislation, in this amendment, of refugees, because had there been mention, then members of Congress, staff, the Congressional Research Office, they would have been forced to have looked into the forcible depopulation of the Armenians from Azerbaijan, who were considered refugees because they were forced out of the country. They weren't displaced within the country itself. So this is a very problematic amendment that the Armenian Assembly of America has made very clear its opposition, its vehement opposition to. And we're going to fight this tooth and nail. Is that right, Maria?
Yes, absolutely. So We are now waiting for the Senate to appoint conferees for the final bill, and we will follow up with staffers to see where the final conference bill lies, the conference report lies, so we can see if Congressman Chabot's amendment is included in the final bill. And most likely, with our advocacy work, I firmly believe that we will be successful in making sure it is not in the final conference report, just because this has been introduced in the past, and it has been wiped out from the final conference report, and I believe it will happen again. And as you mentioned about the tricky aspect of this, for those who do know, this is the Guam, this is basically the Guam resolution. The amendment itself was done in a cryptic way of switching around the countries, Moldova, Georgia, and the other two countries of Guam, to exclude the acronym of itself, Guam.
Right. So, right. Georgia, Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Moldova. It is in many ways a reincarnation of what was once called the Guam coalition. Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've covered what we expect to do in the Senate as senators get back in September, as conferees on the Senate side are named to the House Senate conference. We've got about 3 minutes left, roughly, and I think we ought to focus on what we're doing for our brothers and sisters in Lebanon in light of the horrific explosion that took place roughly a month ago in Beirut. We're working with the United Student Council. Is that correct, Mariam?
Yes. Firstly, our thoughts and prayers go out to all lives lost in the Lebanon explosion, as well as those who have lost their businesses. And it's really been a disaster, especially during, any time this is a disaster, but particularly now during a pandemic, as we are all going through difficult times. To see our Armenian and Lebanese brothers and sisters go through something so tragic. And we have partnered with an initiative started by the youngest owner of a non-governmental entity in Armenia, Katya Hovnanyan Aleksanyan, who started the United Student Council, which is a way to bridge the gap between youth and the government of Armenia so their voices are heard. Part of her board is the president of Armenia, Mr. Armen Sarkisian, and they meet regularly to discuss agendas and educational resolutions that they have in the parliament and just ways to encourage the youth to participate more in the governmental process in Armenia, which is something very unique because growing up in Armenia, I never thought that as a 16, 17-year-old, my voice can also be heard in the government of Armenia. Nevertheless, Katya started this initiative after the explosion in Lebanon and wanted to send humanitarian aid to the Armenian-Lebanese community. And we have partnered with other organizations such as AGBU, to send planes full of medical and food aid to Lebanon. And the first plane took off a few days ago, and it was a proud moment because we had been working on this for about a month, and we're one of the drop-off locations for the food.
The Armenian Assembly, Armenian Assembly office in Yerevan is one of the drop-off locations for anyone who wishes to donate food or medical supplies, and specific types of food, I must say. Also, I believe monetary assistance is also welcome, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful. This is such a wonderful initiative. Really appreciate the partnership and collaboration of the Armenian Assembly of America and the United Student Council under the leadership of Katya Aleksanyan. Mariam, we're out of time. We could still go on, I'm sure,
yes.
and definitely we'll want you back perhaps after the Senate House conference to discuss what happened there. Dear listeners, thank you very much for your attention to my conversation with my colleague, Mariam Khaloyan, Congressional Relations Director of the Armenian Assembly of America in Washington, D.C. Հուսովենք, որ մեզ հետ կմնաք և հաջորդ շաբաթ նորից կհանդիպենք։ Լավ և առողջ շաբաթ ունեցեք բոլորդ։